It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. So, you want to be a mid-major athletics director? Let's talk about it. There's an athletics director job opening again at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. John Hartwell resigned from the Sun Belt Conference school on Monday. He replaced Scott McDonald, who was there from 2019 to 2023, who replaced Nick Floyd, who was there from 2017 to 2018, who replaced Brian Wickstrom, who was there from 2013 to 2017. There's a pattern here. John Hartwell spent just 2.5 years as the AD for this Northeast Louisiana University located along the lovely Bayou de Sèrd in Monroe. He reported for duty in early 2023 after spending 7 years in a similar position with the Utah State Aggies of the Mountain West Conference. Hartwell's departure from Utah State was announced as a family decision. His wife had aging parents living in El Dorado, Arkansas, which is about 70 miles northwest of Monroe, Louisiana. So mission accomplished by the Hartwell family as John accepted the job at UL Monroe. The 60-year-old Hartwell's resume included 3 years, from 2012 to 2015, serving as the AD for Troy University in South Alabama, another Sun Belt school. John Hartwell's positive track record at his last two institutions gave every indication that ULM was quite fortunate to locate a person with such great experience. So what went wrong at UL Monroe? John Hartwell's sudden departure as athletics director for the Warhawks came as a big surprise. His one-sentence statement on Monday said he was grateful to, quote, student athletes, coaches, senior staff, donors, alumni, and all of Warhawk Nation. He failed to mention his new boss, Dr. Carrie L. Castile. She started working as the new president of ULM about 2 months earlier, in June of 2025. Dr. Castile became the first female president in the school's 94 years of existence. Dr. Castile earned a bachelor's degree in industrial engineering from UL Lafayette. In addition, she holds a master's degree in environmental studies and a PhD in a related field from LSU. The majority of Dr. Castile's professional experience, though, has been with state and federal government jobs, primarily related to agriculture. Dr. Castile told the assembled media in June that she was embarking on a 50 CEOs in 50 days big listening tour. Her priorities for the school included ensuring fiscal responsibility, growing enrollment, and preparing students to be workforce ready from day one. In researching this story, I didn't find anything which would indicate that ULM's new president had any experience in dealing with some of the long-term and rather complicated sports issues like the Warhawks' athletic programs. So a brief history right now is in order. The school, which was previously known as Northeast Louisiana University up until 1999, won 4 Southland Conference football titles in Division I AA, or the FCS group, during a 10-year period from 1983 to 1992. The Northeast Indians, as they were known at the time, won the national championship in football in 1987. In fact, that 1987 football championship is memorialized along the west side of the football stadium today. ULM then made the leap into the Major College Football Group, or FBS, in 1994. And many believe that the school felt the need to step up one level in order to keep pace with their I-20 rivals down the road at Louisiana Tech, which joined the FBS in 1989. Unfortunately, the Warhawks have seen very little success in its new football nest. There's only been one winning season, when they went 8-4 in 2012, and a bowl game appearance at the Independence Bowl during the school's 31 years playing football at the FBS level. But on the positive side, ULM is a member of the Sun Belt Conference. The Sun Belt has slowly become a mid-major sports power among the so-called Group of Five conferences, that being the American, Conference USA, Mid-American, Mountain West, and Sun Belt. Sun Belt Conference member Coastal Carolina recently finished as the national runner-up to LSU in the June College World Series. Unfortunately, UL Monroe has become much like Vanderbilt has of the Southeastern Conference in many sports. The rest of the Sun Belt Conference is becoming accustomed to grabbing an easy win whenever they play the Warhawks in football, and even more recently, in other major sports. ULM's men's basketball and baseball teams just finished in last place this past year in the Sun Belt Conference standings. Longtime supporters of ULM athletics have grown weary of having very little to cheer about. At least the ULM women's softball season was a recent bright spot. The Lady Warhawks ran off a school record 22 straight wins this spring and finished in third place in the Sun Belt Conference.
Ooh, yeah!
The sports outlook, though, on the Bayou at ULM is not likely to improve anytime soon. The ULM Warhawks had the smallest annual athletics budget of all 134 FBS or large division football schools in 2024. And unfortunately, ULM's financial cupboard has been almost bare for decades now. ULM's athletic budget in 2024 was reported to be $20.9 million. That budget covered 15 sports programs for men and women at the school. By comparison, the LSU athletics budget is 10 times larger. The Tigers' kitty is filled with more than $200 million this year. And unsurprisingly, players on the LSU football team this fall will reportedly be paid, yes, legally paid as of July 2025, as much money, $20 million, as the entire ULM athletics budget covering all of their sports. The ULM new president earned her undergraduate degree in industrial engineering. Dr. Carrie Castile is well-schooled on finding ways to trim costs using lean manufacturing concepts such as Six Sigma. But ULM's overall financial problems are even worse than the athletic department's pickle. The school accepted what appeared to be at first to be a valuable gift from a local employer, Lumen Technologies, formerly known as CenturyTel. ULM now owns the Lumen buildings and land while leasing back some of that space to house the company's remaining local employees. Unfortunately, Louisiana Monroe is losing about $2 million per year on what at first looked to be a sweetheart type of deal. The annual operating and maintenance and taxes for the Lumen buildings and facilities cost about $3 million a year, but the company's lease pays ULM only about $1 million a year in revenue back to the school. In addition to that, ULM's enrollment has been slowly declining the past several years. UL Monroe has lost about 600 full-time students in recent years. That includes about 100 students enrolled at the school's highly respected professional pharmacy program. An estimated $4 million revenue shortfall has resulted. Former ULM president Nick Bruno said recently that the school's financial woes were so dire that ULM may be forced to declare a financial exigency soon. Now, that term is higher education's fancy phrase for a pre-bankruptcy reorganization. It would allow the school's leadership to make cuts to faculty, even tenured staff, along with wholesale changes including reductions in program offerings at the school. These extreme financial measures would be in addition to an athletics program which has been bleeding from $1 to $2 million worth of red ink annually in most years. So welcome to Blue Bayou, Dr. Castile. The name of Linda Ronstadt's hit record back in the 1970s is very appropriate to describe the financial mess which UL Monroe's new university president is facing. Dr. Carrie Castile will, at least for the short term, be able to save a little bit of cash after athletics director John Hartwell resigned this week. It might buy her a little time with the athletic supporters as she tries to come up with yet another plan to manage the school's underfunded athletics program. Former AD John Hartwell may have irked that new president, though, in June by abruptly ending the ULM women's tennis program. The Lady Warhawks went 3-15 this spring, but 0-11 in Sun Belt Conference play. A press release at the time quoted the now-departed athletics director John Hartwell. He said, quote, "We're committed to being competitive in all of our sports while also operating in a fiscally responsible manner. It will enable ULM Athletics to continue progress toward balancing its budget while sponsoring 16 NCAA Division I FBS sports, the required NCAA minimum." We'll come back to that part in just a minute. Monday's sudden resignation of ULM Athletics Director John Hartwell shocked the athletics community at the school. Dr. Carrie Castile quickly moved to name ULM head football coach Bryant Vincent as the interim athletics director the following day. And the football coach, who was hired by the former AD John Hartwell, now must wear two very different hats. He must provide stability and leadership for all of the entire Warhawks athletic programs, but Coach Bryant Vincent also begins his second season in just a few weeks at the helm of the ULM football team, which finished last year with a respectable 5-7 record in his first year. So does ULM meet those required 16 sports to remain in the Division I FBS group? The answer is no. But then again, neither do the majority of the Sun Belt Conference teams. Presently, UL Monroe offers 14 NCAA sports. The Warhawks have 6 sports for men, 8 for women. The men's sports are baseball, basketball, cross country, football, golf, and track and field. The women's sports offered at ULM are basketball, beach volleyball, cross country, golf, soccer, softball, track and field, and volleyball. Now, women's tennis was number 15 at ULM prior to being canceled in mid-June 2025. UL Monroe also has an award-winning water skiing program featuring a men's and women's team. However, the NCAA does not recognize the water skiing group as an official sport, so those two teams will not count toward the required total. And UL Monroe is not the only Sun Belt Conference school which does not currently have 16 sports. I made a review of the Sun Belt Conference website this morning, showing that the majority of the 14 Sun Belt member institutions do not meet the 16 sports required to remain at the NCAA Division I FBS level. In fact, Arkansas State has fewer sports than UL Monroe. The Red Hawks currently offer only 13 NCAA sports, 6 for men, 7 for women. The group with 14 NCAA sports in the Sun Belt includes UL Lafayette, UL Monroe, and next year, at least we hope, new member, Louisiana Tech University. Those with 15 sports include Georgia State, South Alabama, Southern Miss, and Troy. The NCAA Division I FBS minimum of 16 sports are offered by Sun Belt members Appalachian State, Georgia Southern, Marshall University, and Old Dominion. James Madison has 17 sports, while Coastal Carolina checks in at number one in the Sun Belt with 18 total sports being offered. Not surprisingly, the Group of Five conferences petitioned the NCAA following the COVID-19 outbreak to request a relaxation of enforcement on certain stipulations for those schools to remain in the upper division FBS group. The NCAA has a well-deserved reputation for being rather sloth-like in making most of their key administrative decisions. Now, the group has not shown an interest in either enforcing the rules or reducing the current 16 sports requirement for all schools in the FBS division. And by the way, the smaller college FCS group requires a minimum of 14 sports teams. So Arkansas State, you don't even meet that level right now. So, are you still interested in becoming the athletics director at a mid-major school like UL Monroe? Professor Swampswamy will return tomorrow with a detailed presentation featuring yet another mid-major university which made a big change in their athletics path from FBS to FCS a few years ago. I'm going to show you where their revenues come from and how much money goes to pay for the various athletic programs at another mid-size university. You're going to gain a much better appreciation why there have been so many athletic directors come and go from ULM in the last decade. It might just be the toughest athletics director job in the country. Class begins tomorrow. Don't be late. I'm Swampswamy.
Same bat time, same bat station.